All right, so we're in Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and this is a big month, not only for the Hartley family with two breast cancer survivors, my stepmom and my wife, but also with our clients in the breast cancer community. I want to talk about that in this episode of Video Marketing Mastery.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right, so there's a cool strategy that we're doing right now for the breast cancer awareness cause, I guess you would say. For those that do not know, my wife is a survivor, so is my stepmom. My stepmom was diagnosed in 2011. And in her honor, I launched Breast Cancer Answers with Dr. Jay Harness, a past president of the American Society of Breast Surgeons. And that campaign went crazy viral. We gave patients, women all over the world, the opportunity to submit in a question, and one of the world's leading doctors would reply back in video. We did this in 2011, 2012, 2013. And it went crazy ass viral to the point where Dr. Harness and I, on most nights of the week, would be on Skype answering patient questions, and then Team Wirebuzz would cut these up into little videos and send them back to the patient the next day. But then that video would also go into the library, and the library would grow. We eventually got to 1,400 videos and some 14 million video views. And in year one, we got 1.1 million followers. And it was just a really wonderful opportunity to give back to all these patients that are going through what my family went through. And then by about year two of that initiative, my wife, Wendy, was the second breast cancer patient in the family, and it just floored us. We had just recovered as a family. My parents had recently adopted two kids from Haiti, and they were young, and now we're going through it again. And it was a very traumatic time. But the good news for the Hartleys was that we ended up having all the answers that we needed at our fingertips in video so we could learn. And we were like the smartest patients going through the entire process you could ever imagine. But we also got scared and we also got confused along the way. And fast forward years later, I've got a bunch of clients in the fight against breast cancer. We service their companies and train their staff and help them provide better patient outcomes. And we're just honored to be a part of that cause. And the breast surgeon community just kind of swooped my wife and I up and just treated us like family because they saw as we went through it and they watched us struggle and go through multiple surgeries. And I go to all the cancer conferences, not just breast. We also launched Colon Cancer Answers and Prostate Cancer Live. And those campaigns also went viral, and it just became a really important part of our life and our opportunity to give back. And I'm on the board for the American Society of Breast Surgeons Foundation, and I'm honored to give and serve. Now, one of the things we're doing right now in Breast Cancer Awareness Month is we're creating a series of videos around a campaign called Mask Up for Mammograms. Now, the reason this is a really important campaign is over the last 10, 20 years, we've made significant progress in the fight against cancer because of many things, but one of the most important might be routine screening mammograms and women knowing that when they become 40, that they have to do a routine screening, which is typically like once a year. And that allowed the patients to be diagnosed earlier and start recognizing baby cancers before they became monster cancers, right? You always want to recognize the baby so you don't have to fight the monster. And that's really paid dividends for patients all over the world, and we've ended up winning. But when COVID started, we had a hard time, you know, getting patients in. In fact, I saw the stats and it was something like routine screening mammograms dropped by like 80%, which is totally understandable because even some of my closest friends, and I have more breast surgeon friends than any other type of profession, they were also quarantined at home because breast surgery went from being a it went from being standard to something that wasn't necessary right now when people are dying from a pandemic. And in many hospitals, the PPEs, the personal protection equipment, like the masks, went to the ER doctors that are fighting COVID, right? So these doctors were, a lot of them were stuck in their homes for 6 weeks. And so on, a lot of patients just decided that they were going to put off their screening mammograms. So we created a return to regular routine screening called Mask Up for Mammograms, where we've got breast surgeons all over the U.S. And for our bilingual audience, that is Los Estados Unidos. So there's breast surgeons all over the U.S. that are now creating videos with WireBuzz, because we're going to run ad campaigns, and some of those campaigns have already started, where we're educating patients around their office on why they should start scheduling their routine mammograms again and mask up so they can go in and help discover these baby cancers before they become something out of control and unmanageable. Now, that's a wonderful part, but what we're doing is we're using digital marketing and really nice strategy. We're using social media and targeting patients. And when I say patients, what I really should be saying is women, because women, not patients, get mammograms. Women get them regularly, like once a year, starting at the age of 40. So we're targeting women from the ages of 40 to 65 on Facebook in each one of these major cities and creating a local targeted campaign featuring a local doctor. We filmed those videos remotely, and we're targeting and running ads for them to create awareness, but we're also running national ads featuring the heads of the American Society of Breast Surgeons, the big national rock stars, that are talking about, of course, why we should return to screening mammograms. And those are being run all over the U.S. on Facebook right now. And the big organizations like breastcancer.org or Bright Pink are behind the campaign, and you'll see them also on their website. It's such an honor to be playing a pivotal role and to be bringing the power of video marketing out into the patient space once again, so we can help create better patient outcomes and help the doctors better serve patients like my wife or my stepmom, so we could all continue to have them in our lives and have a whole lot more love and fun and shared memories together. Breast Cancer Awareness Month typically is an odd month for my family, because yes, everybody's talking about breast cancer, but if you want your family to survive, breast cancer awareness is year-round. My Wendy had a screening mammogram in October, and then some 8 months later, saw her own lump. That doesn't mean that the screening mammogram saw it. It wasn't read by a specialist, and instead we detected it. Actually, a dog smelled it in my wife's breast and wouldn't leave her breast alone every time she was near the dog. And so it brought our attention to it. But in our family, Breast Cancer Awareness Month is every month. And if you talk to leading breast cancer experts, yes, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which is a marketing initiative, happens in October, but really your patient initiative should be year-round. Look, I'll continue to bring you some of the latest strategies that we're rolling out. I thought you'd find this one interesting. We're deploying it around the country right now. And as new information becomes available, I'll bring it right to you at Video Marketing Mastery. But I should tell you, we've got a webinar strategy that we're deploying right now. We're in the video creation phase with a cool client that we're working with. And this is going to be a very large project. I think I'm going to have WireBuzz's Jason Fair check in with me, and we're going to talk about that strategy without mentioning the client, but give you an idea, take you behind the scenes so you understand how we're using it to help them drive more revenue. And if you're trying to figure out how to get your business next friggin' level, and you want to use the same tactics that we teach our billion-dollar clients and startups that are growing like unbelievable, like rocket ships right through this whole COVID time, well, I've got 20 minutes of free learning for you available on a very specific landing page where I'm giving some of my best secrets, and you can get it for free where I'm teaching you how to sell remotely in this new world and get your sales team to jump in and use video along with the marketing team. And you can access that page at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. That's wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. And if you want to meet with my team and find out how you can, well, how you can do this for your business, fill out the form. There's a form that'll get you a 15-minute meeting with me or one of my top strategists, and we'll jump on a Zoom call, find out what you're trying to do, and then make smart recommendations so you can escalate your business growth. And I'll continue to do my job right here, bring you the latest information so you can convince and convert at faster rates.
Peace.